The most important points here, impact fees, you can only recover up to about half of the cost of the infrastructure, and what you're looking to do is have an alternate way of funding plant capacity improvements. So as new developments come online, we have to expand capacity, we have to drill a new water well, we have to add capacity to a treatment plant. This is a way to help fund those that helps you keep the rates lower. That's really all it is. I've shown some of the typical projects that would be included in the calculation of the impact fees. You know, the most important point is the fact that these capital costs are going to be required. The question is, how do you want to fund it? If you want all the rate payers to share in equal proportion, regardless whether they're new or have been here for years, then we don't need impact fees. But if you would like to see the developers pay more of that plant expansion cost, then the impact fees are the way to go. And the fees will help keep the rates lower.